You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But I just want to ask you a question, Connor. Have you ever been called up for jury?
Jury duty. I've been one time I was called up, but I got out of it fairly quickly by not living in that city anymore.
Right. That's a good excuse.
How did your jury duty experience go recently?
Well, I got called up, but I was able to defer it until...
Great call.
Exams were over, but that was, I couldn't actually be exempt from it. I could only defer it. But once my exams were over, I went to jury duty at the start of this week, and we sat in a room and there was free tea and coffee and biscuits. So that's exciting.
Worth going along
for a student. That was exciting. Yeah, definitely made use of the coffee machine.
So what's the process that happens? Do you go along and that's who's going to be the jury? Or there's a bit of selection?
There is about 100 of us in the room.
There's a lot of tea and biscuits.
Yeah, there's a lot of tea and biscuits. And so first of all, you're kind of sitting there and you watch these videos about what jury duty is and why it's important and blah, blah, blah. Those videos were most definitely made in the 90s. And then we wait for about an hour and then somebody comes up and has picked out about 30 names. And then they walk those 30 names up to whatever courtroom. And when you get up to that courtroom, you are introduced sort of to the case and read out the charges and kind of see the defendant and, yeah, they're read out their charges, everything. And then from the 30 people that are up there, they do another ballot, I suppose, to kind of ensure impartiality.
Just to make sure
fairness.
They got it right.
Exactly. But there's obviously only 12 people on a jury. So even if you get caught up to that courtroom, it's not
a couple of ginger nuts and a milky tea. See you later.
Pretty much my experience.
That was yours. You didn't make it through.
I got up to the courtroom, but didn't get called into
the video.
Jury.
I'm thinking. You seen the video of Obama last week?
I haven't seen it.
See, he went along. He got called up to jury duty, and he got dismissed just because of who he is. But when he was leaving, as I imagine you were, cup of tea and biscuit in the hand.
Yeah, me and Obama. Similar,
yeah, and everyone
similar.
Was clapping, and everyone was getting up and shaking his hand. And I'm seeing Kelly walking out of there, going,
that
"Thanks, guys. Sorry, I couldn't be of service today."
Couple of high fives. And there I was, skipped
leaves,
out.
Pops back in for another biscuit 5 minutes later.
I wish. Anyway, so after that experience, I was just very interested in jury because I thought, every time I said I'd been called up, everybody was like, oh, what happened? How was it? So it's like, I don't know if many people know about jury duty, or maybe that's just the people I talk to.
You didn't get to lay the law down?
I didn't get to lay the law down. I kind of wish I had, but I'm sure once again in my lifetime I'll be called up. Yeah. But until that day, I thought I would leave it to the professionals, and I did a little interview with a law professor, Warren Brookbanks, and he talks a little bit about why jury is important and why it's our civic responsibility to attend, and yeah, just sort of, it's part of our democratic right to be part of it. Exactly right.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Well, I mean, the jury has been a very, very important part of our legal system ever since New Zealand was established in the 19th century, of course. It came as a product of the English judicial system, where juries have been established for many, many hundreds of years. So when we inherited the English system of justice, following the colonisation of New Zealand, the jury was very much a part of that process. And it's continued to exist from the beginning of our history as a nation, and is still a very important part of the whole legal apparatus.
Sort of, do we know the process of balloting and everything like that? Is there people that are excluded or exempt from the ballot?
Yes, there are. I mean, the juries are governed by the Juries Act 1981, and that's a statutory code. And that tells us everything that we need to know about juries and who's able to serve and who's not able to serve. Theoretically, anybody who is a registered elector under the Electoral Act is eligible to serve as a juror. However, The Act does set out certain criteria regarding people who are disqualified from serving, and essentially that's people who've been sentenced to imprisonment for life or for a term of more than 3 years, or who've been sentenced to preventive detention. They simply are disqualified from serving on a jury.
Right.
And in addition, the Act also sets out a number of people who are ineligible to serve simply because of their status. Mm. So people like the Governor General, or members of the Executive Council, or members of the House of Representatives, I think pretty much all judges, mm. and most lawyers, certainly lawyers under the Lawyers Conveyancing Act, they can't serve. But
right.
There are a number of other people who are ineligible as well because mm. of their status, including, mm. of course, police officers.
Mm. So I wanted to, yeah, sort of get your take on why you think this is such an important thing, because I think a lot of people, when they get that call up, they're sort of like, oh, it's such a, you know, rigmarole to have to go and take a week off work. But why do you think it's so important to our justice system?
Well, it's important because it's a very important part of the history of our legal system. But beyond that, it's a very, very powerful symbol of the justice system, because it represents the opportunity for ordinary citizens to take to have an instrumental part in the administration of justice, so that people have an opportunity of being tried by a group of their peers, which, of course, is how the jury system began, where people in a local district were given the authority to make decisions over other citizens mm. in relation to certain matters, particularly crimes. And so it's from that point of view, it's a very important element of the democratic process, that people have that right to actually have a meaningful involvement in the administration of justice.
Yeah.
And it's also a very important symbol of criminal justice, particularly where most jury trials are held. And, you know, it's hard to imagine a system where you didn't have a jury, because mm. it's so much an important part of the history and the tradition of justice in the country.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.